We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Angelica Gallegos Dickerson here in the studio with me. Still no Mason. I haven't heard from him, so I don't know if we're going to be able to talk to him at all, but if not, we're doing just fine.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we're doing just fine.
Yes.
Hey, on the phone, as I promised earlier, the Power Players Show Band featuring class of 1990 graduate Mike Andrews.
1990.
Good morning.
You just made me feel old. Hello.
Good morning.
That's my year too,
well,
Mike.
I'm 1989, so she's 1990. So yeah, you guys got a year younger. I'm really feeling old.
Yeah.
I'm the real 50 Cent.
The real 50 Cent. That's right. So Mike graduated from South Haven High School, and we were talking a little earlier about this first annual Ram Salute, a big music festival with all kinds of activities and everything else going on. And you are going to be bringing up some of your boys from down there in Chattanooga to come up here and be a part of this festival with us.
Yes, I am. I'm really looking forward to it. And in fact, my bass player is actually out of Nashville. So this guy has been around. He's toured the world with some really big names. And I just talked to him today. And he said, "Hey, Mike, how far away is Holland from South Haven?" And I said, "Man, it's like 30 minutes up there." He goes, "Man, I got some friends in Holland." I said, "Well, then this is the gig for you."
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I think, and I had a meeting earlier this morning, and I think we're got somewhere where we've got some good plans for your guys' lodging too.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, what kind of music do you play?
We play a wide variety of music. I sometimes get into trouble because I can't pick a genre. I play them all. We do everything from, you know, being from Michigan originally, I mean, we really favor like Motown, R&B stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimi mm-hmm. Hendrix are huge influences on me. Carlos Santana, Eric Clapton. So if you like the blues guitar heroics, we've got definitely something that you're going to like. Our original music that we do is kind of in that genre, in that vein. But we do everything from jazz, rock, funk. You know, we're really some funksters. We got a lot of heavy funk influences in the band. Blues, reggae, mm-hmm. soca, merengue, a little bit of country. You know, we've all made a living as professional musicians down here, you know, being close to Nashville and Atlanta and Memphis and Chattanooga as well. So you have to, if you're going to make a living as a musician, unless you're signed record deal and you're, you know, an artist, if you're just a regular working class musician, where I consider myself, you have to be prepared to play.
Yeah.
Play all genres.
Play what they want. Your audience is
exactly.
going to change every show.
Yep. You know, we do weddings, we do corporate parties, we do festivals. I've toured with some, you know, established artists as a lead guitar player. So, you know, I have to learn their set list. There's some bands that I've performed with. I have to learn their set list. And then usually, as far as my band goes, we're pretty well known, at least in the Chattanooga and the Nashville area. So people kind of know what to expect from us. We're more of a dance party, you know, just a good time band yeah. that plays a lot of variety. We do everything from Tony Bennett to Bob Marley, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Yeah, and that's why I figured you guys were perfect for this, because this is a class reunion that mm-hmm. spans. I mean, are we going to get people much past the 1960s classes? Probably not, but I mean, like I said, everybody's welcome. So, we, you know, from then on up, so we have to have a pretty nice range of music. So everybody, you know, has something. They're all going to like to hear a little of their 60s, 70s, yeah. of course, 80s and 90s.
No, 80s, yeah.
80s
you know,
and
we're
90s.
Do a bunch.
Yeah, will yeah. probably be the mainstays of everybody, but yeah.
Prince, Morris Day and the Time, uh-huh. you know, all that cool stuff. We like to dip off into that stuff too. So
I'm so looking forward to hearing your band. I'm just picturing it in my head, like your band, and it's summertime in South Haven. That's going to be the best.
Yeah.
Agree. Yeah.
It's going to be, you know, as long as we get the weather that we need, it's going to be a fantastic day. And even if we don't get the weather, there's going to be plenty of places to keep your head dry, and the band will stay dry because there's a nice stage. And it's just set up to be just about a perfect atmosphere. I mean, a concert, a class reunion, food, beverages, activities all around on an island? Come on.
Yeah, right. You can't beat it.
You cannot beat it.
And I'm really, you know, it's been a long, long, it's been decades, really, since I've, you know, I got my start I would say professionally, at Captain Lou's of all places. Captain Lou's, that was one of my first steady gigs after I came back from the military and, you know, kind of figured out, man, I need to be doing some music. And I'll never forget, man, the Sapanis family, you know, they gave us a shot and we played there all summer long, almost every weekend. And it just kind of was a springboard for me to be okay with, like, okay, you know what?
Oh yeah, we could do this.
Yeah, I can take my music career seriously. It's something that can, you know, I can do. It's not just, you know, because a lot of people, you tell them, hey man, I want to do music, and you'd be surprised how many people, like friends and even family members, will discourage you. They'd be like, no man, that's a stupid, silly dream. You need to just go down here to this foundry and get you a job,
right.
You know, you need to go to nursing school or whatever, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you know, dude, I mean, I ended up getting to play music with some legends, you know. If I stuck with it, I've really got a pretty nice little resume of people that have supported me in my music and supported my talent and encouraged me, that, man, it was a dream to meet some of these people. Well, you know, they're my heroes.
I remember you playing back in high school, and you were good then. So I can't imagine now.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it was just like, man, there's so many people are just like, nah, man, forget that, dude. That's stupid. You know, and it's just like, there are people running around the earth that make a living off of music.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand why I couldn't be one of them. And I mean, I remember when I was in 10th grade and people asked me what I wanted to do. And I wanted to be a rock star, dude. I wanted to be a guitar player. Mm-hmm. And it's been like that since I was a little kid. And, you know,
I remember. I do.
Yeah. I mean, it's
running around with Dan Schlock over at his house in the basement. We had some good times.
Yeah. Yep. I remember my first gig. I was in 5th grade and my buddy was Sean Gorman. I don't know if you remember Sean Gorman.
I remember Sean.
And we went over to BJ Willoughby's house.
Oh, and played back in the gym back there?
Yeah, yep. And I did my first live show in 5th grade, and I think, like, there was some high school dude on drums and probably Troy Stansberry on bass. Like, I was the baby of the band.
Right, right.
Hey, and we were doing Def Leppard covers, so.
I'm gonna have to put a hold on you for just a second because we need to take a break. You willing to come back for another segment?
Sure.
I'll take a break and we'll come back and talk to a little bit more with Mike Andrews from the Power Players Show Band. We'll be right back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Rob Bird's
Moondog Show. Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
This year's race at Mason-Dixon at your service. At your service, you ask? Yeah, buddy. See, I bet y'all can use a little pep in your step, a little zest in your fest, and something new for the barbecue. I can entertain your guests, energize your meetings, MC your wedding or special event, and I won't drink up all your beer. No siree, I'm a highly respected professional, and to find out how you can hire me in 2023, send an email to racingmasondixon@yahoo.com and check out racingmason.com. That's RACINMASON.com.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to ufctreecare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David, Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David, Life Everlasting on your Amazon app. or go to HODfilm.com for the link.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show!
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Angelica Gagos-Dickerson here in the studio. Hello. And the Power Players Show Band featuring Mike Andrews is who on the phone. Yeah. Class of 1990. Hey, Mike, we were talking on the last segment. You mentioned, getting that start down there in, high school at Captain Lou's. Do you remember who was in that band with you when you first played down there?
At Captain Lou's? I sure do. I had some Grand Rapids. I at that time, I was living in Grand Rapids, and I had brought down, and got in with, we had formed this band. It was a bass player and a drummer out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And, we just kind of had done a couple of little things in Grand Rapids. I said, you know what, man, let's go down to South Haven. A buddy of mine's got a nice little bar down there. Mm-hmm. He's trying to get going. And, I went and sat down with John and Don and, Senior. And they were like, yeah, man, come on in. Dude, let's give it a try, and it just took off. Yeah. It was amazing. Yeah. It was amazing. And from that, there was one of the booking agents that frequented the Lakeshore quite a bit. And he booked a lot of stuff from Kalamazoo to Lansing and Holland and Grand Haven. And another booking agent came after that was kind of in competition for him. So we actually had like two or three different booking agents we got exposed to. And man, we would play all over. I mean, we were touring from Chicago up to Mackinac Island, out to Detroit, down in Ohio, and Shipshawana, in Indiana of all places, just all over the place. And it all started at Captain Lou's. It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is kind of funny when you think about that. It's that little dive bar next to the bridge, and that place is packed, especially come summertime. I got the back area back there, and it's just it's a madhouse in there on some of these weekends. But right there on the water, there's just that atmosphere it's hard to come by.
It is. And then later, later in life, I ended up moving to Florida, and it was just like, I felt right at home, all these tiki bars and playing on the beach. And, it was like, people don't understand. They tell me you're from Michigan. I'm like, yeah, I'm actually a beach bum, And they're like, what? And I'm like, man, dude, we live on the beach up here in South Haven, dude. That's a big part of our culture, is the water and the sand and swimming and going up in the sand dunes and stuff. So,
And then we have that knowledge of kind of how the tourist vibe goes and, all that, right? The boats and the people and the different people you run into. So we have a good foundation and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it.
People always say, you're from Michigan. Oh, you're from Detroit? And I'm like, nope.
No. Yeah, it's like, and that's what most people kind of identify Michigan as, is Detroit. And it's like, yeah, that's a city, a big city right there. But everywhere outside of that city, especially when you get 20, 30 miles away from it, it's woods, it's rural areas. And Michigan is mostly that way, other than the few cities.
Mm-hmm. I tell everybody I know, the West Side is the best side.
Yeah, ain't no doubt about that.
Every time.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I think this, and not that I can corroborate this or not, but I'd have to say this will probably be the largest class reunion, at least in Southwest Michigan, if not West Michigan.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Huge. Oh, dude, I can't wait. There's so many people that I haven't seen in so long that you don't really think about this stuff when you're moving through life and you have kids and a marriage and a job and all this. Man, there are so many people that I have not seen that I just can't wait to see, man. I can't wait to see all the people that I haven't seen, that mm-hmm. I grew up with. And, it's just going to be interesting to reunite with all my old friends and, I'm just, dude, I got to go on a diet. I want to be sexy when I show up.
We're all doing
cut
that right
sugar
now, Mike.
And just drink water. That was my...
At my age, it's been Ensure for breakfast and you know. But yeah, I
a little Metamucil like for said, dinner.
Oh no,
Metamucil every day. You got to stay nice and smooth, baby. But
yes, you do.
But yeah, it's gonna be fun, man. I hope all of our old running buddies show up, and you know Dan and. God, it just be, it's going to be really cool to see.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Dan will show up. I seen him a couple weeks ago, and he goes, man, he goes, I would have helped you. I said, well, it's kind of an afterthought. I've got a ton of stuff going on. And this year, because we kind of had a specific program, a specific idea of what we want to do, come next year, that could change. And I certainly probably would be asking him for his help come next year. But yeah, no, this is exciting. What would you say to someone who may be up here in Southwest Michigan listening? They haven't seen you in forever and they're not sure they want to go to this reunion. Well, what would you tell them?
You know, whatever you're thinking about doing that weekend, put it off. Come to this. Reunite with all your old buddies and maybe even some people you didn't like. This is going to happen.
Yeah. Bury some hatches.
You know, like this,
yeah.
This is like a once in a lifetime thing, you know, I'm sure you're going to do some other stuff in the future, but as far as this year's goes, make time to do this because it's going to be really special.
Yeah. You know, and it's a general admission, $25 ticket. Mm-hmm. And even if you go there and only stay for 2 hours and have a good time for 2 hours, you just had a great time for $12.50 an hour.
You can't beat it.
You can't beat that.
Exactly.
Now stay all day and you're looking at having you're only spending a couple dollars an hour.
You're making
money. Yes.
Well, just think of all the memories you're going to be able to rekindle.
Exactly.
And talk about, and you know, maybe you haven't seen some of your old high school buddies and, you know, old high school flames and
right.
All, you know, this is going to be a really cool experience for everybody to get together. Cause honestly, you know, people from South Haven, I'm going to tell you, they are a different breed.
I agree.
They are. And musically, you know, man, there's some major talent that has come out of South Haven. Maybe we haven't all made it big like Kanye West and all this and that, but you know, you got Troy Stansberry, mm-hmm. who is a musical heavyweight.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
He is one of the other bands that day, by the way.
Right. You know, I can't wait to play some music with that dude.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I mean, there's some other names I could mention, but I've got Alzheimer's and they're slipping.
Yeah,
right
I get that. Hey,
Dave, drummer.
Hey, Mike. Dave Militello.
Dave Militello, mm-hmm. another, you know, wonderful musician.
That's right. Hey, we're running to the end of our time on this segment again. I either have to have you come back for a little bit more in the next segment or say goodbye now. If you want to stick around, I can take a break.
No, man, I'm in the South, man. I got nothing but time.
All right. Well, then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more to Mike from the Power Players Show Band on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to ufctreecare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Angel Gallegos Dickerson still here in the studio with me. No Mason Dixon at all.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's all right.
We miss him.
We miss him.
Maybe next week.
Maybe we miss him. All right. From the Power Players show band, Mike Andrews, who's going to be here at the Ram. First annual Ram Salute, August 26th. Hey, who would you say probably was your biggest influence in guitar?
Like in person?
Yeah, I mean, well, we were just talking about it on the break. That's what I was leading mm-hmm. you to.
Yeah, definitely at String Fever, there were a string of guitar teachers that I had there. And, you know, Charlie Fritchie would definitely be my number one influence. He taught me so much. And he was kind of hard on me, you know, because he knew I had talent and I would always mess off and right. not practice sometimes. And I'd come in there totally unprepared and he would get on me. He'd make me feel kind of guilty for not practicing. But he taught me the Nashville number system, how to play by ear and really feel. And, you know, like if you wanted to learn how to play something that was really technical and difficult, you'd let him know and you'd come back next week and he would know it note for note. And actually you could, it's such a big thing to actually see somebody do something yeah. like, you know, you visualize in your head, because we didn't have YouTube back then where mm-hmm. you could just look at stuff and figure it out. To actually have somebody figure something out for you and play it right in front of you so you can see exactly what it looks like, it just changed my yeah. world. And then of course you had Mike DeVries down there, you know, great right. teacher, Tina Niffenegger, Mike McNamara, all these great, you know, players. People don't realize, you know, South Haven's a small town, but there were some heavyweight yeah. players in that town, you know, and you might remember Rock Cousteau. It was like
I do
Charlie's band mm-hmm. and Ben, you know, was the drummer and great singer. And it was just such a cool thing for us to grow up yeah. with, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool. Star, Charlie Fritchie's wife, she comes over
yep,
and
Star,
does a lot of singing yep. with us. We have little private karaoke parties and have a few cocktails and sing all night long. And she comes and we've been having some great nights.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet. Yeah. yeah.
So
well, Charlie's a beast, man.
That he is. We just need to get him out of his house a little bit more, come to play. He's enjoying his life with the dog and
retirement,
and we keep trying to get him, but he's a hard one to get at this point because the man's phenomenal.
Well, he'd come out, yeah. I think.
Maybe he'll come out for this thing we're doing.
Maybe he will. Did Charlie graduate from South Haven? Do you know?
I can't remember.
I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah, well, hopefully he will. Hopefully we'll be able to get him out. But, hey, we're kind of come to I have a few more things I need to talk about in this segment, but I wanted to say thank you for being on the show, man. This was awesome, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for having me and, you know, for inviting me to come up and do my thing there in front of the hometown, yeah. man. This is going to be big.
Yeah.
This is going to be one for the ages.
So funny how we're all intertwined. We hung out in high school, girlfriends, and I mean all those different things and so many different stories. Can't wait to connect again. So thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. And next time you come anywhere close to Nashville or Chattanooga, you better holler at your boy.
I'm going to. I'm trying to find a way down there real soon, to tell you the truth.
Okay, you let me know. I'll come up and see you.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike. Talk to you soon.
Bye, Mike.
You're welcome. Bye.
Very cool. Cool cat, Mike Andrews.
Such a cool cat.
Yeah. So, yeah, we certainly have some a lot of time we spent DJing with Dan Schlock and, mm-hmm. you know, our different girlfriends were all friends. And, yeah, so some crazy stories
there
for sure.
You're going to need, like, another weekend just to talk to all your people.
I might be so busy I just don't get to talk to anybody.
Well, but, that's what I mean. You're going to have yeah. to set a, you know.
Take reservations and then do a travel
yeah.
tour. You know,
yeah.
say hi to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, we're kind of, before we get to Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich, I wanted to make sure we still told people we've been talking about this first annual Ram Salute so much. We haven't talked about the House of David documentary, which is still out there and available on Amazon.
Please check it out.
Yeah. Please check it out.
Award winning.
Over 32 film festival awards.
Yes.
Yeah. So that certainly is pretty cool. And, we certainly
support local.
Yes. Buy on Amazon.
Buy on Amazon.
At least put it there. That, you know, that's the easiest place for me to be able to get it to people.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's all about accessibility.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, this is really the season for a video production too. And anybody wants to get a video done or anything, music video, a how-to video, a video about your business, about that, I'm certainly open for that too. I'm a busy guy, but I try to make sure that we do everything that comes to us. You kind of can't say no because I'll always remember the days when the sun isn't shining and it's a rainy day. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes in my business, you don't get a new project for a couple months. So,
right. And I encourage you. Rob makes it easy. He makes it fun. It's you get exactly what yeah. you're looking for, and probably even better because yeah, he's got so much experience.
And typically, you might ask me and get a quote and say, wow, that's expensive. And then I'll say, well, go to Grand Rapids, and I can give you the same qualities you're going to get in Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, mm-hmm. Chicago, the big cities, mm-hmm. and you're going to pay 2 to 3 times more. Even though you look at my quote and say, wow, that's a lot, bring it up to Grand Rapids right. and see what happens.
Yeah. By all means.
Yeah.
Price check it.
Price check it for sure. But I always try to take good care of our local, especially South Haven and Southwest Michigan people. So, yeah.
Many of the businesses in town.
So what's been going on in your world, Angelica? You've been traveling all over getting trained for new stuff.
Yeah. So I've been to, I'm involved in a few things. So,
right.
So through my board work with, so I'm the board president for the youth development company, PAL in South mm-hmm. Haven. So I went to Vegas and did a training there with their group for the National Police Activities League, which is very, it's so wonderful to go to a conference like that and see how big the impact is and could be.
Yeah.
Particularly when you're talking about Police Activities League and encouraging kids to have a really positive outlook for right. Uniformed professionals.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you certainly are busy, and we're coming to the end of our segment. I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about that, but we've had so many cool things to talk
this
about.
This has been so, I love talking to Mike. It was so energetic. We were excited yeah. before.
Yeah.
I'm and even more excited. Yeah, even more so.
Yeah. This is going to be some kind of a special party.
He's right. It's one for the yeah. ages.
I was going to say, I was going to tell him, I said, he's talking about bringing all these people back together. I said, that's kind of dangerous because I'm bringing back,
you're a lot older now.
I mean,
though.
A lot of ex girlfriends in there, some guys who didn't quit along quite well with.
Yeah.
And hopefully all that will.
Luckily, though, things hurt if you fall. So.
I've never had a bigger group of people that like me and hate me in all one place. Aww. I'm sure.
No, but I'm hoping people come together in the spirit of togetherness.
It
you know.
Is. No, I think absolutely it'll be a festival, smiles all day, and there'll be a lot of great things. And of course, you know, with alcohol, you never know. I mean,
take it easy, folks.
It could happen. So may overindulge and we'll deal with it when it happens.
Yeah.
So
drink your water,
swiftly
folks.
And quickly. Yes. That's both are the same, I guess. Yes. All right. Well, we need to take a break here because it's Let's Talk Real Estate time with Tina Goodrich. That's what we do. And when we come back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.